This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll be hearing an update on a local conservation effort. The Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Project got off the ground last year, and it's gaining momentum. The project recently received an additional $1 million in funding, and it's gained a new resource conservationist to help implement the programs. Conservation Associate for the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, Woody Woodruff, says the project has a lot of support, and they've seen great participation and interest from farmers in the watershed.
This is a partnership, that's the key word there, and it'll involve a lot of different organizations and agencies to help focus on improving water quality and soil health in the Upper Macoupin watershed area. And it is kind of a add-on to an existing project of a Mississippi River Basin Initiative project that started last year. But this one gives us more opportunities to bring in more partners. And some of the objectives are not just to increase the amount of farm operators that are focused on improving phosphorus levels and to reduce that, but also to kind of create a network of farmers and operators and agencies that can help implement the project. So it brings people together. It brings monies. That's the key thing. It's to give opportunities for farmers to take away some of that risk that's associated with trying to implement newer practices or to improve on practices that already exist. It's an ongoing thing, and it's we're really excited because this new project is adding another $1 million to the already plus $1 million that was from last year. So this is an opportunity that most counties in the state of Illinois are not getting. They would love to have, so we really want to make this one work.
That is very exciting, the amount of money that for the project that was given. And I believe that was from the American Farmland Trust, correct?
They are the lead to that project. Most of the money actually comes in the form of federal dollars. So those are dollars that come in EQIP and CSP contracts that normally a farmer would have to compete for. Well, that's compete nationwide. Well, this is a question of those dollars are probably not going to be so competitive when they're just spent in Macoupin County in the Upper Creek watersheds that are part of this program. And those, they're just basically projects that most of the farmers are already looking at anyway, so that's kind of why we chose that. And these sub-watersheds are the Mississippi River Basin watersheds for Dry Fork, Spanish Needle, and Honey Creek, but we're adding on Hurricane Creek, Coops Branch, and Ballard Lake to this now. And so that's continuing to grow, and eventually we want that to grow to the whole Macoupin Creek watershed, which spans from Montgomery County through Macoupin and on to the Mississippi River.
I was just going to ask if you could maybe name off some of the towns that are near the watershed, just for those if they're not really familiar with the landscape, maybe the town names would ring a bell.
Well, yeah, anybody that has Shipman area or Gallipi, Carlinville, that's the kind of the expansion of this watershed. So it goes quite a way south to the border, and not far from Litchfield, but it goes all the way up into Carlinville. It's definitely going to continue to grow, but you have to spend the dollars that you have, so we can't take the whole project on till the whole watershed until we spend the dollars that we get. So you kind of have to move in an orderly fashion, but it definitely requires that farmers get involved, and they have so far, so we're excited. And to really feel like this is a success, we kind of shot at a goal of getting 25% of the farmers in those watersheds to get involved, because we feel that will really make an impact on the water quality. That's something that we can monitor, and we feel that amount will get us the requirements and the goal we need. But we want them all to do it, and we're going to educate them to do it, and there's going to be a lot of partners come in that are going to, it's going to save money, but it's going to pull in more money too. So it's a great project.
And you mentioned that there are farmers that were applying for some of these programs already, and then this money came in, and that's because they would be working with their Macoupin County NRCS. Is that how they would get involved?
That is correct. The Macoupin County office is where they need to start at, and this new one will take a little while to unfold as far as getting the money allocated and getting the project underway, but they could go ahead and go into the office, and if you have some needs on your farm or if you want to find out more about it, these practices already exist. This is the opportunity for them to get the funding and the expertise to go along with it.
And obviously you said the main reason that this project was started was to reduce the phosphorus runoff in the water. And I think there's some pretty astounding numbers of what Illinois actually contributes to that. And we also don't have a very large amount of water that actually flows down to the Mississippi River Basin.
Yeah, we get to claim we're number one on that one for the states in the Mississippi River Basin for the loading, but that's probably not a good thing. But we have the most potential to improve that as well, and we already are improving, especially in the phosphorus. But most of that improvement's coming from the urban areas, so we need to step that up in Macoupin County and throughout the state. And this is an erosion situation for phosphorus, and farmers are putting in grade stabilization structures and waterways, but we need to expand that, and farmers are going more into a tillage mode as far as no-till and strip-till, and cover crops continue to grow, and I think they're going to be a key part of it. But we also are looking at those areas that are not really producing the way their best land is at and where they're probably more contributing to the erosion. Those areas might be better off in a field border or some other practice that could pay them to set it aside or to look at more of a perennial cropping system, whether it be livestock or whatever.
The other thing I wanted to mention, not only exciting for the project to be receiving this money, but you also now have a new person that you're going to be working with through American Farmland Trust, actually a familiar face and name that I know and several people around this area know, Chris Reynolds, who was previously the resource conservationist for Montgomery County Soil and Water. Now we'll be working with American Farmland Trust.
Yes, he and the Paso and Water District employee, so I've known Chris for quite a while, and he was just the perfect candidate to fill that role, and being linked to this area and having the skill set that he has, I think he's an unbelievable asset to the project and to conservation and sustainable ag, and he is very knowledgeable and has a lot of real life skills that will help this project. That I see nothing but good things for Chris being on this project.
Well, sounds good. I know we always like to work with local people and people that know the area, so can't wait to hear how things go for that project. And I know we're going to be doing updates probably throughout this project, but there is a seminar coming up this month that farmers can go to for more information.
That is correct, and that's seminar is going to actually be in Jacksonville this year, and it's a conservation cropping seminar, and we do regional ones, and it's January 25th, and it's at Jacksonville at Hamilton's Catering. It's an all-day event, and it's going to have some great scientists there and on soil health and practices in farming that help with soil health as well as nutrient loss. Laura and Lowell Gentry from U of I and Illinois Corn Growers are going to be there. Barry Fisher is the regional person for Soil Health Initiative with NRCS to talk about soil health. Dr. Joel Gruber from Western Illinois University is an outstanding professor on sustainable ag practices, and he's going to be there, as well as a champion farmer panel that will take discussion questions on their operations and how they're succeeding. But farmers should go to this because this is a great opportunity to it's something that's coming to us, and we need to be prepared for it. And you just need to register for this on January 25th. It's going to be starting at 8 in the morning, or, yeah, register at 8. But you can go on the www.ccswcd.com, which is the Champaign County Soil and Water District website, and they have a registration there to get signed up for it. It'll be an exciting day.
Woody Woodruff, a conservation associate for the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. And again, the Conservation Cropping Seminar is scheduled for January 25th in Jacksonville. The registration deadline is January 12th. And to register, you can go online to the Champaign County Soil and Water Conservation District website. On a final note, before we wrap up, information about an event happening in Carlinville. The Carlinville FFA alumni is hosting their first annual dinner auction on January 21st at the Carlinville Elks Lodge. Doors open at 5:30. A buffet dinner catered by FEMA starts at 6:30, and a live auction will be held at 8 p.m. There will also be a silent auction available from 5:30 to 8. Tickets are $20 for adults and $15 for children ages 12 and under, and the proceeds will be used to help support the local FFA chapter. Tickets are available at CNB Bank in Carlinville or by calling Molly Rosentrader at 217-204-5600. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.